Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are The Odd Couple, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. Also, test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. That's Prize Picks. It's a daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use this code ODD100, odd100. For a first deposit match up to $100 today. Fowler Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com is coming up at the bottom of the hour on this Worship Wednesday. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked. All right, we've mentioned it a few times, but we're going to delve into it a little deeper now, and that's the Deshaun Watson situation in Cleveland. Now, he has a shoulder injury, and he was, you know, optimistic about playing all week, even though he wasn't really practicing. But the feeling was he'd be able to play. And Sunday, before their game with the who were they playing? The Ravens? Yeah, Ravens. He went out and warmed up and just didn't feel right. And you heard Randy Mueller say he looked like he was wincing and just clearly was not comfortable throwing the football. And so Deshaun, even though he was cleared by the doctors, told the Browns he wasn't able to go. Didn't feel like he was, you know, ready. And Kevin Stefanski, the head coach, let it be known to the media that that was the case. Here's what he said, Rob.
He said yesterday, pretty much it was his call. So he was medically cleared to play. If he would have said, I'm good, he would have played.
Yeah, yes. And let me say this, Tony. I mean, he knows his body. He's played through serious pain before, very, very serious injuries. It wasn't a matter of pain tolerance or anything. He just did not feel like he had his full faculties.
So did he – that was the reporter, Tony Gross, who I worked
with.
Yeah,
you know Tony, right?
Oh, yeah. He was there when I was an intern at the plane dealer.
Let me tell you, all those writers in Cleveland and Detroit, they're like forever. Like, do you know, places,
right.
They never move on. Like,
there are guys there, Rob, that were covering high schools with me, and they were 20 years older than me then.
And they're still there. Like, yeah. they Cleveland is one of those cities, just a ton of old-time writers, Chris.
I had a partner there, Rob, and this will take some of the listeners just a little bit behind the curtain of what we do. And we cover high school sports together. And when I was at the Plain Dealer, Cleveland Plain Dealer, they put me out in a bureau. And so, you know, we had a bureau on the, like, west of Cleveland, east of Cleveland, and south of Cleveland. And covered, like, not just the suburbs, but out. So I was actually covering Akron, the Akron area. And so I covered Akron area high schools. This is before LeBron was in high school.
Okay.
But we covered, I covered it with a partner there. Covered, that's when I covered Mike Vrabel when he was in high school. Antoine Winfield when he was in high school. Two guys who went on to go pro. And then in the playoffs, you know, saw Earl Boykins, Reuben Patterson. But they were in Cleveland. Those are all guys that went to the NBA, those two. But one of my partners who covered high schools with me, he was older than me. He did a great job. And he, Rob, he said he had grown up, and by this point he's like 40 years old, and I'm like 22 or something like that.
Right.
21. And he was saying that his dream had always been to cover the Cleveland Indians, the baseball team. And he got the beat. And after about 2.5 months, he assed off. And it wasn't because he wasn't doing well, but as you know, Rob, I mean, that's every day at the ballpark, writing every day. I mean, you know, you're there.
If you don't love the game, you can't do it. You can't do it,
you're there from 1 p.m. to like 11 p.m.
Yep,
at the ballpark. Yep. And he just was like, you know, I just didn't want that. I didn't want that to be my life. And, you know, by the time I was working with him and he's covering high schools, you know, he played in a band. He, you know, he had a lot of other things he was doing. And so I don't think he would have been able to do all that stuff had he stuck with that and covered Indy. So just a little, you know what that's like, Rob. I mean, covering the pro beat, especially nowadays with Twitter and you're tweeting all the time, It is around the clock work.
Definitely a lot of work to do. And I think people don't realize how much is put into it and how much you have to sacrifice. And you notice there's a lot of sports writers, Chris, who are divorced. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is a casualty of the job.
I had a friend, Rob,
it's a
mutual friend.
Job.
I won't say who, but we both know him. He now, this was probably 15, 20 years ago, he told me this. He did like an unofficial count of all his friends in the business. And he had been in the business for years at this point. And he said it was 94% of his friends
were
in
divorced?
Sports writing were divorced. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't doubt it. It's a big number. It's a really tough job. And I know a lot of guys when I worked in Detroit, Chris were divorced 3 and 4 times. They were married 3 and 4 times.
Wow.
I'd just be like, wow. You were in love that many times?
You're traveling with the team. You're at every practice. Rob, my first day on the Cavaliers, and I was just young and a go-getter. You know, I went from covering high schools and essentially from high schools and doing a little work on the desk to covering the Cavs. And I didn't even think to ask for a raise. I just was like, yeah, I was just doing it. And I worked 188 straight days that year.
Wow. Wow.
Didn't even think. Wow. I mean, it was just like, you know, in the summers back, I was off 6, 7, 8 weeks in the summer because I had so much comp time, you know, but yeah, I mean, I just went right through it. And you're traveling. You're at every game on the road, at home. You're at every practice. It's just an all-encompassing thing.
Right. But I want to say this.
To cover a pro team.
Yep, about Deshaun. And Chris, I've been critical of some of the stuff that he did and what he put himself through. A lot of it, I think, is self-inflicted. But I'm not going to be a guy who's going to tell him when he can play and when he can't. Because that is just something that we just do no matter what. And we've seen it. I hate to keep bringing up Kevin Durant, but he was clear.
Well, and that's like the worst.
No, I know,
example.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like when
no,
people
I'm
say,
oh,
I'm yeah,
saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like people go, well, the doctor cleared him. Well, Kevin Durant was cleared too, is the point. And then Randy had the greatest one. Randy Mueller was just on. about Drew Brees passing, failing his physical in Miami. Probably that, would have changed. Probably would have changed everybody. Nick Saban might have stayed in.
Right. Who knows? You know what would like, happen? Yep.
You don't even know what would have happened, Chris. Randy Mueller might have won Executive of the Year three more times. He might still be in the NFL right. as an executive.
There's no telling. Nah, that's right. Look, yeah, I'm not gonna kill Deshaun. And Rob G, check, because he played through when he was in Houston. Didn't he play through like a knee injury or something? Like, he's shown some toughness and some willingness to play through pain before. But I'm not, you know, like you said, Rob, you don't know. I will just say this, though. There is a time to play through pain. Like, I'm not one to be like, and I know everybody, nobody's 100%, you know, once the season starts. You know, we get all the cliches, but we understand the truth behind that. You're always going to have some aches and pains and be sore and all that, everybody. But I also think there's a time when you might be legitimately hurt, but you keep playing. I think there's a time for that. I'm not going to say that's the time for Deshaun because I don't know what his, you know, how serious his injury is. And if he, bottom line is, if he can't throw, then obviously he doesn't need to be playing. But I'm just saying, I'm not the one to be like, oh, if you're hurting, if you're in some pain, don't play. No, sometimes you got some pain, but you can play through it. And then there's times, Rob, when you just not only can't, but shouldn't. You know, and so, yes, I think the player has to be smart about situations like that. But I think, Rob, I think there's some guys that you have to save from themselves and be like, dude, I know you want to play. There is no way you can go out there tonight.
And you know what?
And it's then Joe, I think, Rob, I think there's other guys that I think there's other guys that you just like, they're exasperating. Because you're like, dude, you can play, you're fine. And they just will milk an injury, or they just have an incredibly low threshold of pain, or they feel like they have to be 110% before they will go and play, or they can't be in any pain at all to play, or they're worried about numbers, or whatever it might be. So I think you got guys on both sides of the spectrum.
Yeah.
How do you read that, right? It's hard.
And I think that's my issue, is that you really can't read it. There's no reason, unless somebody is always and you just can't figure it out. And then there has to be a track record for you to question somebody.
I think that's it.
You got to have.
We've all talked about Anthony Davis,
right? Right. You got to have a track record where people can look back and go, every time he falls down, he's like saying he's hurt. You know, like, and maybe he's got some pain or whatever, but is he really hurt? And then other people. I remember back in the days of Daryl Strawberry couldn't play, Chris. It might have been in a playoff series. And, of course, he had back surgery when the season was over. So people were saying he didn't want to play or came up with something, and then the guy had surgery, so then a lot of people had egg on their face. He did have something wrong with him.
Right.
So
it's tough. And even we talk about Anthony Davis, who obviously a lot of people roll their eyes, you know, when he goes down, and it seems, oh, here we go. Is it serious? He's always down. But yet the situation against Phoenix, he shouldn't have been out there. In the playoffs.
Yeah, and he probably put pressure on himself. Right.
Yeah, and there's and probably because of his past. But the first year in L.A., Rob, he, you know, I think he wanted to impress LeBron, and obviously that was the knock on him. He's never healthy and this and that. And he played the most games of his career and played through a lot of aches and pains that in New Orleans he wouldn't have played through. And so that's what I mean. Like, it's you have to be careful because you don't want to prejudge a guy and he really is hurt and you're forcing him out there. I do think there's guys at all different ends of this spectrum. And so you just have to observe it and try to, you know, try to walk through it. All right. We're going to throw it out to you, 877-99 on Fox. Deshaun Watson, the reports are that some of his teammates are aggravated, direct quote, aggravated with him because he did not play on Sunday. And here's the thing, Rob, and this may be, look, I mean, I guess he was banged up to the point where he really wasn't able to throw. But, Rob, they have a bye this weekend, the Browns. So now he's going to have, Rob G, would that be, let's see, one, then this week two? So that's going to be, he's going to have 3 weeks off, right? Yeah, in between games. So he should be able to come back, you know, as close to 100% as you can get at this point in the season. So that might have played into this his thinking as well. So your turn to weigh in, though, 877-99 on Fox. Do you think it's right for his teammates to be aggravated with him because he couldn't go? Fox Sports Radio, Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. We're talking Deshaun Watson. Reportedly, some of his teammates are aggravated with him because he did not play on Sunday with a shoulder injury. Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Chad in Ohio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Chad?
Hey, how's it going? Good to talk to you guys.
Yep.
So I think if you're a quarterback and your throwing arm's hurt, that's different than playing through pain if it's going to directly affect your performance. And Watson, I don't think he gets going to get the benefit of the doubt where he is with everything else going on with him if his performance is affected. So I think he took the less of two evils and didn't put the bad tape on or didn't play bad, you know, didn't put a bad performance out there.
Hey, Chad, Chris, you might remember this too. When Brett Favre played for the Jets, they started out 8-3. You remember, and he was hurt. And kept playing. They didn't make the playoffs and everything.
I think they finished 9-7 total.
Right, but they were 8-3.
So one and four down the stretch. Yeah, you're right.
And sometimes, you know, like not playing doesn't help either. I get it. You want to play, but if you're not going to be up to par, does it really make sense?
And if it's shoulder, yeah, if he can't throw properly, right. then, yeah, he's not going to be much help out there.
Gary, in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, okay. So I'm not saying this is the reason he's not playing. I'm just throwing it out there as a possibility. I think it's possible all of this is connected to the off-the-field stuff. Like, the reason I think he's playing so poorly is I think it's a mental thing where, like, it's affecting his ability for his heart to be all in the game and for him to work as hard. And I think that could bleed in his ability to fight through injuries if he really doesn't want to be out there, just mentally.
Well, there are those, I mean, and I don't know if it's true or not, but, Rob, there's some speculation out there that, you know, one of the reasons he's not playing well is just the whole, you know, just everything that's hovering over him because of, you know, what he's done in the past and just what people are thinking about him. You know what I mean? He might be self-conscious about all that, which would be understandable. But, yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, you know?
I've thought of this before, and I don't know. Maybe I'm pipe dreaming or I'm thinking of something, but, Chris, what if he would have paid the first woman the $100,000? Do you know what I mean?
Right. I mean,
because if that story doesn't get out, right. Maybe you don't have all the other women who go, oh, wait a minute, that happened to me too. You know?
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I get it. People don't want to, you don't want to shake people down, but there's a reason that people do, you know, make deals so that you don't have to go to court, Chris, and you don't have to get my phone and go through my records. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's, I just wonder where he
and
would
look,
be.
Yeah, I'm not condoning his bed.
It.
Yeah, no, I know.
No.
But and I'm not feeling sorry for him. He made his own bed, you know.
Right. But you see
but
what I'm
you
saying?
You are right.
Though.
No, there's no doubt. I'm sure. I mean, he's got to be kicking himself, saying, "Man, if I would have just paid that person, what was it, $100,000?"
It was like $100,000. And Chris, the advertisers, you know, the endorsements he lost, just like what he's been through, his reputation.
And I'm gonna be honest,
in the community,
Rob,
I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
He'll never. I mean, you hate to say never, but I don't know if he'll
ever
hard.
It'll be hard.
Get like he, you know, he's obviously gone on and he's got his money and he's able to play. And you know, there are a lot of people that are judging him and will judge him, and I think we're doing that on football alone, right? But as far as him ever kind of being viewed, you know, just in a better light. I mean, and I'm not even saying getting back to what he was, because he was viewed as like above and beyond a good character, you know.
So I'll give a normal,
regular good guy. I don't know if he'll ever get that again.
Think about where Matt Lauer is between being on TV on NBC for 30 years, you know, or whatever it was, 25 years, and the anchor
where
man.
Is he? Like, what is
he's in
the,
hiding?
I have no idea.
He's in
hiding. Oh, is he in hiding?
Like
legit, really?
But you know what
literally
I mean? He's persona non grata.
Right. Like a O.J. Simpson.
And so he doesn't go to parties. You know what I mean? Like, he can't go to, like.
Is that true, though? That he's not even. Because, you know, like, I think of like O.J., and I don't know. I'm not hanging out with O.J. I don't see him out. But I'm just, my guess is that O.J. Simpson, and you see this from his little videos. I don't know if he's still doing it on Twitter, but remember when he first got on Twitter and it was like he's running these videos? It seemed like he's able to live, you know, like he's got his friends and people he hangs with, and he's able to just have at least some sense of a normal life playing golf or whatever he's doing. You saying Matt Lauer's not even doing like that, going to parties and stuff?
They say, Chris, the story, they say that he's living a very quiet life, private life in New York City. Used to be out on Long Island, and he doesn't. And they say that they don't see him. They rarely see him out in public anymore.
Wow.
Like just
wow. Well, no, that's a great example. And look, I think for a guy like Deshaun Rob to rebound from this to the point where you could get, you know, again, we're talking about like not just you're legally, you know, you're fine legally and monetarily and all that, but to a point where people look at you differently again, you know, in a good light. I think you have to come out and just be very repentant and mean it and kind of admit, you know, you got to go through every little, you know, grim detail, but you have to just admit like what you did to some degree and it was wrong and you're changed. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's the only way you get past something like this. Yeah. As far as other people's view of you.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's a pretty forgiving society. When you admit what you did, you show remorse. Yep, I did it. I was tripping.
That's the first step, though. You know, that's the first. Right. People can't start to heal or do anything. You know what I mean, Chris, if you don't at least admit that. Like, you have to do that. All right.
Right, right. All right, we got Fowler Fair with J.R. Gamble around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Fowler Fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment. We go around the diamond to discuss all the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball, nor do so properly. We had to bring in a living legend, a man who, rumor has it, once hit for the cycle and threw a no-hitter in the same Little League game. That's what I heard.
Okay. It's Little League.
Rob knows
that's my guy.
Baseball
field. J.R. Gamble.
I will say this.
Is that true?
J.R. can play ball, Chris. He was a really good baseball player. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I'm impressed. You see, JR. I'm not giving you.
Because not then, everybody that talks baseball and reports
whatever.
J.R. can play. I didn't say no names, Rob.
Hey, JR's played ball with me. He knows I can play.
Rob gets that bat around.
And when he does, we'll all get a video of it showing the one base hit he got in the softball league.
You already? Hey, Rob G, I've been playing that for 4 years.
That's right. It's my guy, Rob Parker. All right, here we go. Let's get right to it. I got three questions. JR, you're the start of the segment. You get the first question every time. Here we go. The Texas Rangers spent 159 days atop the AL West this season only to vomit all over themselves in the last game of the year and let the Astros steal the division crown and that coveted first-round bye in the playoffs. Now, they did wrap up their series earlier today, but is it foul or fair to say that loss will ultimately be what keeps the Rangers from making the World Series?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I don't even think it matters now that they made such quick work, you know, of the analytics gang over there in Tampa. And although they were probably facing the weakest lineup in the entire playoffs, the Rangers pitching showed well for themselves. And you can't say that's not a positive boost going forward, because in the playoffs is all about catching thunder. You know, and these teams aren't really separated by much other than a couple of bounces of the ball and some, you know, breathtaking performances by the pitchers, and that was a huge question mark for them entering the playoffs. So I think they're in the driving seat right now.
Yeah, I'm going to say foul as well.
Yes, sir.
That is a foul ball.
Because, you know, we know in the playoffs, momentum and getting hot is huge in baseball. And, you know, having to play those extra games, especially the way they went, they played great, and, you know, they kind of got their mojo back, if you will. That could bode well for them, you know, going forward. They could start really feeling in their groove now. And I don't think that is going to hold them back at all. Might even help.
Yep, I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
And I agree. It's about being hot. If they would have scuffled or whatever, but they came out, to me, it showed their resiliency that they gave up the division on the last day, and it didn't affect them going into the next series. Remember, they won that sweep, those two games in Tampa. They had to go on the road, gave up one run in two games, scored a total of 11 runs in two games. They look like a good team to me and have a real good shot.
Yeah, and Bruce Bochy as the coach manager, Rob, that can't be dismissed. You know what I mean? It can't. So, good stuff.
All right. Question number two, sticking in that series with the Rangers. The Rays wild card opener on Tuesday. Well documented, only drew 19,704 fans.
Shameful, shameful.
The worst attended postseason game since 1919.
Hey, let me say this.
When Moby Dick was the guppy.
19.
No, 19. I was going to say that. Hey, that crowd was so small. That was the smallest crowd back then. Black players weren't even allowed to play. That's how bad
That's
it is.
True.
Think about that.
And what makes this story even worse.
I thought Rob was going to tell his joke.
That crowd
was so small that she said.
Right. Is it
I'm going to leave it alone.
Oh, okay. Can
you say that?
I don't think you can say that. But that crowd was so small, they ordered a medium fries and everybody shared.
There you go. That was another one.
See, I know all of Rob Parker's jokes. The worst part of the story, though, is that last month the Rays announced plans to build a new 30,000-seat ballpark. So, JR, here's the question. Fat or fair to say the Rays would be better off relocating to a different city altogether than building a new stadium in Tampa?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
I mean, while Rob Parker raves about the spikes in MLB attendance, and I'm with him. I'm happy for him. Unfortunately, the Rays are one of those rare franchises like the Oakland A's that just can't get people to the park. But it's even worse for the Rays because they're actually competitive and they win 90 games every season. So when you feel the boring baseball team, fans don't really want to see that either. And I wouldn't say the Rays are a team anyone wants to really watch. We barely recognize the players past Rosarena and the departed Juan DeFranco. So relocate to a city that would appreciate baseball and attend the games. Shoot, even Green Bay or New Mexico would be better spot for a baseball franchise.
Yep, I'm going to say fair.
It's a fair ball.
And I'll take it one step further. The Tampa Bay Rays are bad for baseball. Bad for baseball. And what I mean is you can't win your first 13 games and can't sell out. You can't have a playoff game where 19,000 people show up. Like, if I'm Major League Baseball, I'm very, very concerned because you sort of – the Twins that lost 18 games in a row, did you see an empty seat in Minneapolis?
No.
They haven't won a playoff – they had the reason to have apathy. Chris, they haven't won a playoff series since 2002. And they were there in full force chanting and cheering for their team. Come on, Tampa Bay has been bad. This is the team that competes, gets to the World Series, and has no fan support. I don't know why they're building a new stadium in that place.
I'm a woman.
Hat trick, fair.
I'm a woman.
It's a fair ball.
Now, look, having a Major League Baseball team, or that for the NBA or NFL for that matter, is a privilege. Every city doesn't have – there are cities that would love to have a team, and they would support it. And Tampa has just shown year after year, teams are good, doesn't matter, they won't go see them. And it's just, they don't deserve a team.
Plain
and Rob's
simple.
Right, it is bad for the, I mean, it brings down the attendance, it brings down the league revenue, all of that. And so, no, they, and that's the thing that's interesting, is that it's with the revenue sharing, why don't the other owners be, like, pushing them out of there? You know what I mean?
Right, because they get money from the rest of the team.
Right.
You know
they
that.
Would they get more money if they were drawing fans. So I'm with you guys. I don't know. It's not – it's ridiculous.
I don't understand the Tampa thing. I just don't get it.
All right, last one quickly here, Fowler Fair. JR, the Mariners were eliminated from postseason contention last week of the season, and now their president of baseball, Jerry Dipoto, is telling reporters the team is unlikely to pursue big names in free agency to bolster the team, mostly because he doesn't think they actually have, quote, big problems to begin with. JR, foul or fair to say the Mariners will be making a mistake by not going after the big fish?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
The Mariners are like the team no one cares about, but everyone wants to see do well. You know, they have a very solid team. They just kind of basically lost the coin flip, so to speak, this season. You know, they had a lot to be happy about. They were in that playoff contention for, you know, down to the last day. It's not like they made the playoffs in last year for the first time in two decades and then bombed this season. They were right there. They have to keep developing the farm system. They have a great core with J.P. Crawford, who made leaps and bounds with the bat. Julio Rodriguez is a star. Now they need a couple of young guys to develop, build on the pitching staff, But they'll be right back in the thick of things, Rob and Chris, next season. So DePoto's right in this instance.
I am with JR. That's foul.
That is a foul ball.
Yeah, look, big game hunting doesn't always work out. I mean, how much big game hunting have the Angels done? How much big game hunting have the Mets done? The Yankees, I mean, it generally works out for the Yankees, but it didn't this year. Like, that we've seen guys go to places, new places, and not be the same player. So I agree. JR said they got some young talent. Rodriguez is fantastic. Nah, they should stand pat, I think, and build up their young guys and their farm system. And, you know, there might be a time for that, but I don't think it's this offseason.
I say it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
I get it that these great players that they had came up in their system, but they had Ichiro. They got him from Japan. They had Ken Griffey Jr. They had A-Rod. They had Randy Johnson. If you really want to – I'm not saying that you have to go out and sign four guys, but if they were to add one veteran big bopper or pitcher to that team – that's always on the cusp. One year they make it in, one year they don't make it in. They would be a lot better. A big star pitcher, ace pitcher at the top of that rotation could change the fortunes of that team. Because you're right. It is good. It's young. But one other player, star player, could make a huge difference.
Bring back Kyle Walker.
JR, great stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, fellas.
I'm a woman.
More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It's off the track and high off the wall. Here comes Simeon. Going to second is Seager. He slides in ahead of the tag. Back-to-back RBI doubles for Simeon and Seager.
All right, that was a Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're the Odd Couple wrapping up another Worship Wednesday. We'll do it with Taylor Swift. Rob G, share.
Yeah, she's been everywhere, all over the sports media landscape. I think, according to The Athletic, she was shown on camera 17 times during the Sunday Night Football game between the Jets and the Chiefs. So, obviously, it's become a big deal. And the reason being is because she reportedly has a relationship with Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Well, Travis Kelce and his brother Jason Kelce got a very popping podcast, and they talked about it today. And even they admitted that it's gone a little bit overboard with the coverage and the discourse surrounding surrounding Taylor Swift in sports.
Did he say Travis whether or not they're dating or
no, how do you did not. It? No, like, it was just the idea of whether or not that they're being pushed too much. And their general idea was that the NBA does it correctly. They have celebrities at all these games. They show them once or twice. They move on because the focus is on the game. And they are kind of saying that the NFL, especially with her specifically, are making a point to show her as if she is the attraction, not what's on the field.
Do you remember when Brett Musburger got in trouble for that blowout? Was that a national championship game? You remember when Alabama?
I don't remember if it was Alabama. It was whose girlfriend was it? The quarterback.
It was the quarterback. The quarterback's girlfriend.
I can't remember his name.
And
AJ
you know,
AJ.
Yeah, and Brett Musburger got in trouble. You remember he was making comments, sound like a creepy old man. But I always thought that the bad part was, Chris, he doesn't direct where the camera is. That's the director.
Right.
Like they kept going to her, and he kept commenting, but why were they showing her? It was a blowout game, but you remember that.
Right. No, I agree. That's true. I mean, it is too much.
I even know what color her lipstick is. I mean, I've seen her enough.
Romo was dating. Who was he dating? Was it Jennifer? Or
are they still Jessica Simpson? Are they still married? Are they married or no? I don't
know. No, she's married with the kids with someone else.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
But remember when they were dating, they would show her a lot, if I remember correctly. Or they would talk about it.
Well, not 17 times in one game.
No, 17, yeah. 17 times.
That is outrageous. You should talk to the director.
It was a good game. It was a good game. Competitive. So, I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like they might just be both of them having fun with this and that they may not even really – I'm leaning toward they're not even really dating.
Chris,
although
I'm with
she
you.
She is with his mom, which
– Yeah, but I'm
you know
with you,
mean?
Though. It could be a – it's a little – like, you don't have to be that public. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You want to date somebody and you're both high profile, you don't have to be that public.
But it's almost like they might just be flexing, playing a game. You know what I mean? Like, but it may be to the point where it's like, all right, enough. Like, you know, seeing how much attention they could get or how much they could get people up in an uproar. And they've shown that. All right, so now if you're not dating, enough. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We signing off, but keep it locked. Fire's on the way.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.